Welcome to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Lola Darling here, your guide through the intimate journey of self-liberation and embodied reclamation. Pour your favorite elixir, take a deep, cleansing, grounding breath, and join me as we dive into the raw, unfiltered, provocative essence of being fully alive and embodied in your authentic truth and power. This is where we celebrate the untamed, where your spirit roars, it's time to break free. I'm Lola Darling. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, and this is your invitation to revel in the provocative dance of becoming fully alive to the truth of who you are. Let's get to it, shall we? Hi, loves. Today I have a really, really special, juicy topic that's really, really dear to my heart because it has been really some of the deepest, most expansive, and also challenging work of my life on my embodiment journey, on my healing journey. And that is about cultivating connection, reconnection, reclamation, and relationship with our wombs or our womb space. Like, even if you don't physically have a womb still, you still have that womb space that still holds all of the potency and all of the magic that is the portal to the divine, that is your oracle. It's not gone just because the actual physical organ is gone. So just remember that and work with it in whatever way feels aligned for you. But the power and potency of building a relationship with our wombs, of reconnecting to and reclaiming this space in our bodies and our womanhood, is really the fastest, most profound way to not only our evolution and enlightenment, but to deep embodiment and to deep reconnection with the earth and the soul and the deep feminine, the dark feminine, the light feminine, all of the worlds that the magic of the womb holds as a portal to higher truth, to self, and to the divine goddess and wisdom within all, and the oracle of the goddess, right? So it's insanely important as we walk this journey and path of liberation and embodiment and this reclamation of our power and our fullest authentic expressed truth. There really is none of that for the female womb-bodied human without a relationship and connection and ability to commune and drop in with the womb. You're missing the key component of your womanhood without this relationship. And all of healing, all of our evolution, all of our embodiment has to do with building relationships with the parts of self. And as a woman, as a female-bodied human, this is one of our most important parts of self to build a relationship. It's the house of our oracle, of our feminine, of really the channel and portal to all of the higher knowing and higher embodied wisdom and higher truths of the divine that want to come through us. Yes, we have our intuition. Yes, we have our hearts and our energy bodies and our emotional bodies. But all of that stays a little bit at arm's length if we don't first learn to fully descend into the root of what it is to be woman, to be a female-bodied human with the ability to hold and create and birth life And no, I'm not just talking about babies. The womb and the womb space is our creative life force, juice, power of birth and creation of all sorts and types. Not just for birthing babies, although that is the fucking magical aspect of it. But we also get to birth creations and revolutions and ideas and businesses and different ways of healing and working with ourselves and the other and relationships and union and holy divine transmissions. The connection we have with our womb will lay the foundation for all of the magic or lack thereof that will permeate through our lives. When we stay disembodied and disconnected from the womb, not only is it extremely difficult to stay in our bodies and to stay in and dropped into the feminine core and our feminine truth and our feminine energy even, we continue living up in the mind. When we're unable to deeply drop in and connect with our lower body, with our lower selves, with our sacral bowl, and with our womb, that energy has to go somewhere. And we're so conditioned in this very high intelligence based world to allow that energy to just constantly be going to the head. Mental activity, mental stimulation, overthinking, overanalyzing, using the mind for decisions, like all of that energy just gets pushed back up into our heads when we're not descending down and really building that relationship, building that connection, and learning the felt sense experience of what it feels like to really fully descend, drop in, down and in to the depths of the lower parts of the body. Not only will this start to calm our minds because it's dropping us deeper into our bodies, we get more information from dropping into this part of ourselves than almost anywhere else about ourselves, right? Because this is where a lot of our limiting beliefs and traumas and just like darkness gets sort of harbored. And so we have to start learning to drop in and connect little by little, layer by layer. You don't just learn to reconnect with this part of yourself overnight, as with any healing or reconnection or embodiment journey. It's a journey, and we have to enjoy the journey, but we also have to keep going, because as we keep going, we just keep peeling back the layers, we keep getting deeper, we keep uncovering more truths about ourselves, deeper knowings, deeper wisdoms, more magic. And that's where we start to fully come more online, because we can't be embodied when all of our energy is in our mind, when we're using our intelligence alone to navigate the world, to try and manifest, to try and attract, to try and create even. We have to use the energy and the superpower intelligence of our bodies, and especially of our wombs. Like, yes, the body is highly intelligent. And I would say beyond the heart, the womb is the most intelligent part of us as feminine-bodied, female-bodied humans. The magic and the essence and the wisdom that lives within through our lineage, through ancestry, through simply the lineage of women, and the trauma as well that lives and exists within there. It's all being held in the womb, and we have to really invite ourselves and devote to going down, descending down, recovering and reclaiming these parts of ourselves, integrating the shit that's stuck in there or darkness that's holding us back from being fully liberated, from being fully expressed. Some of the shit that we're holding in there is definitely not even ours. It's from years and years and years of being of a gender that has been oppressed and abused and burned at the stake. All of that lives within the lineage of woman. And then you take that down from the macro a little bit more, and you have the your personal lineage, the lineage and ancestry of your personal family lines, right? Yes, particularly the mother line, but both lineage sides can be accessed through the portal of your womb. Every single human on this planet, every single breathing, living creature, primal creature, because plants breathe too, but primal animal on this planet got here via the portal of the womb. So then why have we been so mystified by this part of ourselves? We've been so trained to disconnect from this part of ourselves, to put it on a back burner and kind of just forget it even exists because it's so powerful. And the patriarchal world and society that we've been living in for the last few thousand years has not wanted us to know this power. And so there's been a veil over the lens of humanity, over the perspective of humanity, to keep us disconnected from this power so that others could have power over, so that we're more easily controllable, so that people that have been running the societies and the world can stay in control, can have easier access to control, because it's easier to control an entire global population when they are disempowered, when they don't even know how powerful they are. And this is especially true for female-bodied humans. All humans are insanely powerful, but we've been so mystified and trained into, almost beaten into submission of ignorance and forgetting our power and the power of our womb and how to connect to it, how to build a relationship with it, how to drop in and utilize it as the powerful force of creation that it is, that exists within each and every one of us. It holds the truth of the mystery and the magic of us and our souls and the world. It is also our entry point down into our reconnection and reclamation of our connection with the earth. We have been through this forgetting of our power and forgetting of the power of our womb. We have also forgotten our connection to the mother, to Gaia, to the earth beneath our feet. And therefore, we have been separated from her and hold so much grief within us for this separation, for this disconnection, for this forgetting our primal origin. We are Earth. We are Mother Gaia. There is no separation. Without her, we would not exist. We would cease to be, for we are her and she is us. And we have simply forgotten. And it's time to remember. And it's time to descend and reclaim the power within your own body, within your own womb, and the power of the deep, primal connection with the center, with the whole of the mother, the goddess and Gaia, with which we descend into when we allow ourselves to reignite and reclaim the potency and power of the oracle within us, of the womb, of the place and the space where magic is birthed. Here's to your remembering, lovers, rebels, dreamers. It's time to descend and reclaim. It's time to cultivate an intimate, deep relationship with your womb, with your magic, with all of the wisdom and truth that lives within there. Let this be mission one of your provocative rebellion against all that has conditioned us and trained us to forget. It's simply time to remember. Romantic and rebellious ones, thank you for sipping from the provocative cup inside the Embodied Liberation Lounge. This is Lola Darling. You can connect with me over on Instagram at @thelolaDarling_. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and don't forget to subscribe so that you always have a first-class seat in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Stay untamed, fancy, and free. But before you go, remember this. The world yearns for you in your power, turned on and dripping wet in your fully expressed truth and liberated soul. Trust yourself. Let the body be your guide and allow the mystery to unfold. Until our next dance with decadence and debauchery of all our untamed spaces and faces, keep dreaming provocatively, dreamers.